Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
Till I pass out. I swear to God, all I do is cash out. And if you ain't a get up on my trap house. I've been selling sessions like the fifth grade. Really never made no difference with the shit made. Jaja told me to something how to maintain. Get that money back and spend it on the same thing. Shorty like the way that I ball out. I be getting money till I fall out. You talking cash, dog, I go all out. Shorty love the way that I flow style. Free greasy them, let all of my dogs out. Mama send no cats inside my dog house. That's what got my daddy locked up in the dog pound. Free stand on them, let all of my dogs out. We gon' pull up in that like we cops on them. With them, we gon' put them stickers on them. I send a little dot. Send a drop on him. She gon' call me up and I'ma stick the hot on him. Grammy Savage, that's who we are. Grammy's dressed in G-Star. GS9, I go so hard. But GS for my squad. And if there's a problem, we gon' brawl. Poppin' out there. I'm with Trigger, I'm with Rasha, I'm with A-Raw. Broad daylight and we gon' let them things blow. Let them free Mishi, yo. Subway, free Breezy, yo. And tell my murder team, bro. About a week ago, with us and then we tweaking. Run up on that, get to squeezing. Everybody catch him. Got me on my bully, yo. I'ma run up with that on him. I'ma run up, go dumb on him. Got me on that young. Got me on that go dumb. Got me on that go dumb, man. Trap mode is mouth. Hotter than the... Ayo, pull up. I need some more drinks.
DM Hyman Radio Live. It is Hump Day Wednesday up in this piece. It is 9:04 p.m. And yes, we
My
are here. Yeah, girl, hot chocolate. You still have me on mute?
Yeah, I said my joint was on mute.
Oh.
That's why you ain't hear me. I had to do it myself.
You were doing the intro.
Yo, what the blood, son? I swear you just cut me off. But yeah, we here, y'all. Hump Day Wednesday. How you still have chocolate over there? Dave James, we here. We holding it down. TM on the way in. Hopefully, Madam CeeLo Boston, her hit her wear off, so she come down a little bit. She can come join us, you know what I mean? We here tonight. That was a little bit of Bobby Schmurder right there. with a hot N-word. And
do you do the smarter dance?
I do a little smutty dance. When I, you know, when I put it down in the bedroom, I may, you know, get up and, you know, throw the wash rag up in there and hit a little smutty dance on mommy.
Okay, all right.
You know you need a warm wash rag by the side of the bed.
It is hump day, so. Okay.
It's apropos. Speaking of apropos, that song is kind of a segue into the topic for tonight. When we brought it up a little bit in the end of the last show during the adult talk session, and the question was posed to the round table of, you know, when is it appropriate or when is a good time frame to get rid of the contraceptive or the condom, for lack of a better term. And, you know, like I said, the song Hot Brother is, you know, pretty apropos because you get rid of it a little too early with the wrong type, you're going to be a hot brother for real. You dig what I'm saying?
Literally.
Not on fire in fuego. So, you know, we started talking about that. We're going to hear from the crew. But, you know, again, before I get into all of that, let me be, I guess, respectful to my peers and my colleagues. You know, we didn't give a proper introduction to each other. Or, you know, she's all the way live from the Plant City, Florida. They call it itty bitty out there. You know, hot chocolate. She on the deck with me, holding it down, stage.
I am. Good. Me and my puppy Giuseppe are chilling. We're here spending some bonding time together. He's sleep here on mommy's lap right now.
God, you got one of those lap dogs, those yipping,
yep,
purse,
yep,
dogs.
Yep.
That's no reason.
All that. Yep. I'm baby.
Overgrown rodents that got personality. That's all they are.
Cut it out.
Rodents with personality. Get out of here. Get a dog's dog. Get a real dog.
He is a dog's dog. He is
a little dog with a
big personality.
That's a chew toy.
Stop it. We talk about my baby like that.
But before we go any further, we're about to hit the break. But before we go any further, we have the gentleman just checking in with us right now. Tim Hyman.
What up? 907 where I am here in Tampa. What's popping off? What up,
General?
What's good with you?
Hey, ready to hear this ridiculousness tonight.
It's a valid question.
Hey, we want to hear from you with an extension from Monday night, Save James All Night Long. Tonight is Save James, in the mind of Save James All Night Long.
Talking about me. Oh, well, strap in then. If y'all going like that, then buckle in. Buckle up. I'm going to be a bummer ride.
Oh, boy.
Hey, it's Hump Day Wednesday. Y'all know how we do on Hump Day. Relationship Wednesday for the conservative. What up? When do you exit? When do you ex the condom in a relationship? First of all, my disclaimer, abstinence is the best way. STDs are real. Babies are expensive.
They are.
Absolutely.
Jesus.
However, comma, we are here because someone had sex. And to 9 times out of 10, that sex was premature. It was out of promiscuity, and it was definitely out of blatant fornication.
All the above.
When is the time to stop using the condom, the rubber, the prophylactics in a relationship? Wednesday night, I said marriage. It's real in the field.
It is.
And again, you know, I say abstinence is the best way, really. That way you – soul ties are real. I don't want to get all super deep and spiritual, but soul ties are real. When you lay with people, a part of them is with you. And if that person was off, a little schizophrenic, you wondering why you twitching, that was you. That's from 3 relationships ago.
Absolutely.
Fairly put.
I say keep the condom in the relationship until you absolutely are ready to sell out, because you can't tell what AIDS look like. Gonorrhea doesn't have a fake.
None of that.
Save James All Night. Hey, I thought it was a good question the other night, a little provocative, but let's do it. 917 889 3926 conversation is underway.
So all I'm going to say is my extension of my answer from Monday night. I, again, agree that it should be when you get married. I, again, will say I have not made some, you know, very wise decisions in my past. And
yeah.
Did you snicker? Yeah. Are you giggling?
Yeah, I was going to say some kind of foul, but I was your comment.
Thank you. And I will say that, you know, I paid from and learned from those wrong decisions that I made back then. So once again,
what did you learn? What did you learn?
I learned that not waiting, one, will result in the production of life because I was a young mother. And I also learned that trusting your partner, the young man who you choose to engage with, is not always something that you should do at face value. You know, one, trust your gut. Two, be smart enough not to trust him.
Okay.
That sounds like the relationship that you described on Monday, where you know someone that's been married for 9 years and they still using prophylactic. Now, I didn't quite get that. I don't quite
get what's
popping off in that relationship, because why are you married if you don't trust your – this is not even a significant other, so I'm going to stop referring to husband and wives as significant others because it's beyond that. But if you're married and you're still using condoms because you don't trust your spouse, you don't think that's a problem?
I mean, on one behalf, yes, I do. But then on another behalf, when you keep it all the way 100 with yourself, if you feel as though there may be something going on or the potential for something to happen, she's going to the extreme, but she's really just protecting herself. They don't have any children, you know, so it's not about, you know, I got to protect myself, I got to protect my kids. No, she's strictly thinking about herself in that aspect, and I can't. You know, on some, I my pendulum swings. On some days I'm like, oh, she's tripping, and on some days I'm like, she might not be.
I get it. Hey, let's pause for the calls. Come back. We'll keep the conversation going. When do you X the condom in a relationship? When do you X the rubber in your situation? Hey, we want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. We'll be back. TM High Radio Live.
It's Jimmy.
Said it ain't what you do, cause hey. If you knew what I do, you'd be on tonight. Yeah, yeah, baby.
Imagine she can't let her get away. Well, she don't want nobody.
You do.
Ain't cool, but go get the glove. Don't be like OJ and forget your glove. Tryna get faded, so you go and get the drug. 5 plus 5, what they call that? Out in Japan, we be counting that. Ladies, who you tryna get it poppin' with? No little boys in the third full of Usher. Got them under pressure. When your girl come through, Nicki gon' crush her. And tell your man, play the back like a spine. He only lasts 6 seconds like a bomb.
That joint right there, son.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Get your joint diesel. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder, Usher baby. Well,
yeah, he kind of put his foot in that one right there. I definitely got to get up on that. It is 9:17 in the East Coast, in the DMV right now. Save James here with TM Hyman family. We are back, and we are going to entertain this topic a little bit further. We left off on Hot Chocolate's perspective and insight on when she thinks it is appropriate for the condom to be used and when not to be used. Just to kind of recap on what you had said earlier, man, I just think it's absolutely nuts that a couple has been married 9 years still uses rubber. You know what I mean? Like I said, I don't understand any kind of reason for that. And that's just me being honest. Because, I mean, since I'm on the subject, let me give a little insight on my perspective on it. When I first started out in the activity, I was scared to death to not use that thing, to not use it. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, I was one of the peer counselors for AIDS in my high school and all that stuff like that. Because my burner was bad back in the 90s. And it caused the burning. It was rough back then, so you had to strap up or else it was going to fall off. Got up in the wrong one. Dead ass. So, called us Mount Vernon, son. For real. So, I was hip to a lot of the STDs that was out there. And they scared me. To be honest with you, I was scared to death to catch something. I was scared to death to get somebody pregnant. I was like, nah, I'm strapping up, whatever. And then I got with my first, like, real girlfriend in college. And we was responsible for our age at the time for about 6 months. And then Joy stepped to me and was like, yo, it's just us, we just doing this, And it's just me and you, I know you're not doing that, I'm not doing nothing, Why don't we get rid of that? And I was nervous, yo, like, for real? But you really want to do that? I was scared to death until I put that joint in. I was like, oh, what have I been missing all this time?
Oh, my God.
I should have been off of this earlier. But, in all seriousness, though, it was a new experience. But, at the end of the day, that 6 months, that seemed like a good enough time for me. That seemed like a standard to go by if you're going to be monogamous with somebody. At that point in your life, I think you would know a person within that time frame to be able to make a mature and responsible decision. Again, it's all in how you carry yourself. It's all in how you respect the relationship and you respect your significant other, how you respect yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you all going out there willy-nilly just poking up whoever you want to, or in the female aspect, just laying down with whoever you want to, and not caring about how they handle the situation, then yeah, you may need to keep that condom, fuse into a relationship a little bit longer. But, I mean, if you know, honest with yourself and with your partner, you know, and everything is all good, you know, 6 months is more than enough time, especially if, like I said, if you guys are, you know, true to yourself in the relationship. Yeah, I mean, and I'll explain other situations after that with other serious girlfriends after that so you get a little further in on where I make my exceptions and how I say it's case-sensitive or whatever. But at the end of the day, I mean, because, you know, I believe there are certain exceptions to make to the rule, but not many. There's not many. The list is short. I mean, it's like one rule, really. But we'll get into that later. So that's a short walk in the mind.
Of St. James.
Of St. James, yeah. A short walk, short walk. Wasn't too tumultuous, but, you know, I gave you a little bit of insight. So.
Okay, so let's turn the question around just a little bit. When you're still dating, and say, but I don't really, you know, I guess you could use your
I could walk in casual with you.
Yeah, your pre-marriage experience to answer this question.
Yeah.
When you meet the girl and, you know, you're talking, y'all chopping it up, whatever, and you ask her, you know, I guess when the last time she had sex, do you consider not using the condom if it's been more than, we'll say, 6 months or a year?
No, absolutely not. Whenever it's the first time, I always strap up. If it's somebody brand new that I never met before, just, you know, whatever, we just, you know, shooting the breeze and, you know, I'm just getting to know you, first time, I always strap up, no matter who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if I don't know you, but like I said, that's where the condition, case sensitivity may come into play a little bit later on. Yeah, and I'll explain that.
I think I know where you're going with that too.
Okay. You'll let me explain it though. But I want to hear you. I want to hear your assessment on it. Where you think I'm going with it? You know, when the time comes, I want to hear your assessment on it. Yeah, but absolutely. First time is from just meeting you, and we, you know, when it happens or whatever. Yeah, I'm strapping up. I actually had a chick one time. I just, like, I met her, and I smashed like a week later, and at the time when I did, like, you know what I'm saying, we was at just still laying up, you know, on the pillow talk in the time or whatever, and, you know, she got me ready for round two or whatever, and, you know, did a little prep work, and then was trying to just jump right on. I said, oh, whoa, wait a minute. So I left my other... Left my other condom over there on the dresser. You go grab that for me. Uh-huh. And by the time she went over there and came back, my dream was like, ear. It was just a mindset. I couldn't take it. I was like, nah. I was like, I couldn't do it. I can't believe Shorty, you know what I'm saying? Shorty actually tried to jump on after a week later, and that just went to make me believe, like, yo, who else has she probably done that with? You know what I mean? That's how I got to think at the time. And then, you know. But, yeah, I'm not a fan of new chicks going in cold jack. That's definitely out.
Uh-huh.
That's definitely out. Yep.
All righty.
Yeah. So.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a break and jump back on the other side of this. It's 9:24 p.m. here in Itty Bitty, so that means it is 6:24 p.m. we'll say in Southern California, where didn't they have an earthquake out there the other day?
I think they did. I think I heard buzzes of that. I'm not too, you know, tuned in, but I believe
like Saturday or Sunday, like earlier part of the week. So
I'm going to
say again.
Okay.
I didn't know if he was coming in to make a comment. Yeah.
How are you even talking to us?
Yeah, 6:25 now out there in Southern California. Again, shout out to all our people out there in Cali. Hope everybody is okay and able to recover from whatever damage. And it looked a little extensive from what I saw in the news. So shout out to y'all folks out there. Hope everybody's okay. And we'll be right back on the other side of this. TM Hymer Radio Live.
No doubt.
Rub her all up the partition, please. I don't need you seeing your thing on her knees. Took 45 minutes to get all dressed up. We ain't even gonna make it to this club. Now my mascara running red, lipstick smudge. Oh, he's so horny, yeah, he wants to fuck. He popped on my buttons and he ripped my blouse. He Monte Carlo whiskey all on my gown. Water daddy, daddy didn't bring the towel. Oh, baby, 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 I slow it down. Took 45 minutes to get all dressed up. And we ain't even gonna make it to this club.
TM Hyman Radio, your girl Hot Chocolate, joined by, joined by the General TM Hyman himself, Fave James, Madam Cela Boston. Hopefully we'll be falling into the studio shortly, and we'll be joined by Dee Dee Willingham as well around 9:40, 9:45 p.m. for her health and wellness segment. It is Hump Day Wednesday, relationship, all things of that nature. And tonight our topic is, when do you X, nix, eliminate, take out, remove, no longer use protection or, you know, condoms in a relationship? 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in, and we definitely want to hear from you. We've given you a few of our perspectives, and as our other players join us, we're going to gain their perspectives too. So you can weigh in on either part of the question, because I did tweak it just a little bit just to see, you know, if my example was one of, say, James's examples or exceptions to the rule that he is going to share with us a little bit later on in the show as well. But again,
I got a question for you though, Gina.
Sure.
Let me ask you this. I'm trying to get in the mind of, you know, I always try to pick the brain of the female, kind of see exactly, how to figure out the species to the best I can. But an accepted practice to, like, if a woman was on the pill, like, it wouldn't be as much of a necessity. You know what I'm saying? I know that's kind of old school in thinking, but, you know, that was kind of the school that I used to hear stories from and everything like that, you know what I mean, and hear experiences from. But was that ever, like, an accepted, like, way of thinking because you was on, like, a woman was on the pill that, you know, it was okay, like, the chick wouldn't stress as much, you know what I'm saying, if he did or if he didn't. And, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I would say for a short amount of time, and this is really before the AIDS epidemic became so real, because to me, it just really seemed like until AIDS became as widespread and as bad as it was, not even as bad as it was, as we became educated more to the disease itself, that was really the only focus for a while. Like, some of the other, you know, things that you could be exposed to in the way of STDs just didn't really seem as important. So, well, to people, not necessarily to me, but to other, you know, that was the general consensus, that people's mind frames were like, well, as long as I don't get AIDS, I can deal with everything else. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And
right.
as long as I ain't got AIDS and you ain't having no babies, we can work it out.
Right.
Like, that was the thing. So, yeah, it did seem like there was a time frame where that was, you know, a dude heard, he, you know, the chick was on the pill. It's like, all right, well, let's go. But you're not taking care of the other, you know, variables that are underneath that whole problem that could arise from that one decision that you're getting ready to make right there. So,
okay. So have you ever employed that mindset at any point? I mean, being that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to, you know, dig too deep or have you divulge too much of your personal, but, you know, but that's I think that's a fair question.
Yes, I did, unwisely.
Unwisely, I did.
Okay.
All right, well, that's all good. I guess we live and we learn, right?
And let me reverse the question to you.
Oh, what? Because she was on the pill, did I not strap up? Never.
Mm-hmm.
Never. I'm more. Like I said, it depends on the situation. If it was a chick that I just met, like I said, I'm always strapped up. I'm always strapped up. If it was somebody that I may, like I said, if it was in a long-term relationship, which is me and her or whatever, you know, of course, like after a while, you know, the condom was gone or whatever, but I still was very, I'm talking about the percentage was less than 1% of the time that I, you know, as a, the colloquialism is used, shot up the club. I still didn't trust that. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't sit well with me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I just couldn't, because they say it was 99% effective if used properly. That means she had to take the pill at the same time every day. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't miss a day with it. You know what I'm saying? And I knew the ins and outs of it. And with that in the back of my mind, I'm sitting there like, yo, I'm not there every day when she takes the joint, so I'm only going off of her word.
Right.
And then, like, you know, it could be that one time where, you know, she had mad finals that day, or she had a, you know, mad reports to do or something like that, where she got beside herself and forgot. You know, and that happens. I'm not saying there was something to do, but it happened.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? You may not remember 9 o'clock that morning, because you still love doing it, finishing your paper, printing it out somewhere, and it wasn't home, you know, it wasn't in your pocket, whatever, to get it. But I know that kind of stuff happens, so I still never trust that. I still never, no, sir. I tell you, I got my timing down to a science during those years, to a science. And that's why, you know what I'm saying, I'm in the position I'm in now, 2 kids, only when we was open to produce the 2 kids. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, please, don't go down like that.
Okay.
Don't go down like that.
Well, that's very good planning on your behalf as far as, you know, when you felt like you were ready to take on that responsibility, you know. And
very good timing.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't mean timing like that. I meant timing of the situation.
Very good timing.
Oh my
God! Hey, that's everything. I mean, the pull-out method still works, man. People just don't.
Yeah.
People just be lazy.
Man, people stop doing that in the 80s. Cut it out.
Hey, man. I still wear Cazell, so you can call me an 80s dweller, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. Do not promote that. Absolutely. I'm the only real birth control.
All right. I get you. That's diplomacy at its finest. I can respect that, but we be talking 2014.
You're right.
Okay.
That's why we're here to educate you and to use this forum to empower our listeners to know that they have to make the right decision to protect themselves and that no one else will.
Exactly. And that's the only way it's going to work. You got to be smart about and responsible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, so I mean, that's we want to promote that.
Yes.
And I'm as we talk, I'm getting some stats. I'm looking up some stats on how long the average time is that some say that they use to stop, they stop using them for.
Okay.
So got one person here. They said, all right, that's good. When a couple is living together. When they start living together, and they said and they said they have been established and they have been able to establish that they are both disease free, and they say that's their time frame.
Okay, but when they're living together, appropriate people today are moving in with each other. You know, within
I know. They say, hey man, I can't pay my car note. I need to move in with you. I know.
Right.
I get it. But I mean, I guess that's just based off the utopian setting of it. Like, you know, you guys been dating and you're serious, been, you know, some time spent and some energy spent between you guys long enough to understand where both y'all are coming from. Like they said, you guys have already established y'all disease free. I think that's the conversation that comes up when the relationship matures. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, you know, something in the beginning, you're not just going to say, hey, babe, let me see your last checkup sheet. Like you're walking around with it, you know, you meet them at the bar or whatever, you say, you got your last checkup sheet on you because I got mine. You know what I'm saying? It don't work like that.
I mean, you don't necessarily have to have it with you. You can at least know the date.
You going to email it to them? You going to forward them a copy or something?
If need be. And that's real, too.
Okay, I could dig it. I guess I can poke jokes at that. Okay, I got another one here. That agrees with, you know, that speaks the same voice that I have. It said it would have to be a minimum of 6 months for me. It said, and that's a minimum. Depending on how often we dated, how deep our connection went, et cetera. 6 months.
Okay, that's not bad at all.
Okay. Let me look at one more. Let me get one more, then we're going to go to a break real quick. It's about to be 9:40. So we're going to get one more. Okay, let me see with this one. Well, technically, you should never stop using them.
Oh, see?
Hashtag FOH.
Oh.
As a woman, you control completely. You control completely as long as you aren't getting raped and any man's access to sex with you. Technically, you could make any man who sleeps you wear a condom until the end of time. Yeah, that's technically. I don't know, man. These people are stiffs in my book, man.
That sounds like my friend and her answer.
I can't get it. I don't get it. All right. Well, anyway, on that note, we're going to go take a break real quick. It's about 9:39 right now, TM Hyman Radio. Soon, when we come back, we're going to have Dee Dee straight out of VA coming with a health and wellness segment for you guys and maybe give us some tips on how to, I guess, take care of ourselves better. If we don't use condoms, you know, maybe I don't know. Let's see what's we're supposed to run around the corner. I don't know. This whole time pregnancy is happening. Hey, I don't know, man. I'm saying, dribble you shoot, man. You gotta see where it lands. You know what I mean?
Okay, okay.
So, TM Hyman Radio, we'll be right back, y'all.
Never thought they'd see this, Jen. Here we go.
Yo, Cam in the building. Dipset. You know what it is. My man H-Fat, I feel so epic.
Just play,
man. I'm that nigga, y'all, I ain't even lying. I'm running fast
Mommy backed up and said she see the difference. You're mature, handsome, mixed with a lot of ignorance. Can I attest this about the poker chickness? Call me 2 Chainz Drummond, say my strokes are different. I'm different, you beatin'. What you doing after this, bitch? I'm leaving. Adios, huh, promenos. I fuck your mama, word to mama, keep your mama close.
I know you miss it, yeah. It's still different, you miss it. Stay fly, don't get your dick kicked. Stay crisp, don't get your dick flicked. Still push it and get it off. We just come from a different cloth. I know you miss it. Still different, you miss it.
Man, magazine, don't care what you cowards read. You ain't got the wonder, we like wonder with our bread. Money, respect, don't forget the power dread. Has this one girl squirting like a shower head. 9 on the waist, 80 keys in the trunk. Stamp on the dope, 80 degrees of pump. Reebok money, 80 degrees in the pumps. Looking for me, top floor suite of the Trump, baby. Cause of stupidity, sense fire, humidity. No one in here is sick of me. Got the gift, no Christmas tree. Get the shovels, y'all, everyone digging me. I'm back to the future, still making history.
I know you miss it,
yeah.
It's still different, you miss it. Stay fly, don't get your shit. Stay crisp, don't get your split. From a different club. I know you missed it. Still hit that you didn't.
So like rapping on this. First off, my name is Dame Dash, and I want to talk for a second if you don't mind. Let me just say one thing. I am from Harlem, and I'm back outside. You know what that means? That means people eat. Cause I'm a Harlem, and that's what we do. That means when we walk in a room, nobody's safe. You about to feel that pause, Harlem sticks together. So if you feeling like number one, get ready to be number two. Cause we back. What's that stuff he saying? Boom, go right. About to party, I might pop bottles. Might have to see Champagne Day.
Hold on, we're going home.
Just hold on, I'm going home. Just hold on, I'm going home. It's hard to do things alone. Just hold on, I'm going home.
DM Hyman Radio Live. We are back, Hump Day Wednesday.
Yep.
It is 8:47 in Chicago, Illinois, where I'm gonna go out there and say where the Eastern Conference champion Chicago Bulls play ball at.
Oh my God.
That's right. I don't give a damn about no Kevin Love coming over to the pass. LeBron always needs a goddamn all-star team in order for him to win. Always needs an all-star team. He can't build nothing, man. I'm not sold on it, man.
I ain't sold on it either, but y'all keep power. It's been a few years since you all have been champions, I'm just saying.
Yo, it's all good, though, but we had the champion of champions to show people how to be champions. Dig?
Okay.
With that, you're going to move from one champion to another. And we bring for I Hold the Wellness segment straight from Chesapeake, VA. We have
what up, DD.
Oh, look who decided to fall back into the party. We'll hear from him after DD gives us
hope
a help.
Hope you feel better, DD.
Yeah, man. You're all melancholy over there right now.
Feel better, D.
Melancholy.
Good evening,
I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, I was just waiting for everybody to finish talking before I started. Good evening to everybody. I'm so glad to be back, and thank you for all of your blessings, and I hope I do feel better. Good questions. This is a sidebar. I promise you, your head and your stomach are truly connected. They are on the same system. So if you're ever having a stomach ache and wonder why your head hurts, because the nerves in your stomach and your head are connected. Needless to say, tonight we are talking about when is the right time, or when is, you know, when do you make a decision to uncover or to tell him to uncover, or whatever the case may be, meaning to not wrap it up, to not use a condom, to not protect yourself, women, by using female condoms or spermicide. Of such and things of that nature. So tonight,
thought you were abstinent.
I am. Bless my heart. Anyway,
she said, "Bless my heart."
I'm going to give you some statistics tonight on some STDs in the United States, and also some AIDS and HIV statistics, just so you know how real it is when making that decision to uncover. Because, ladies and gentlemen, young or old, it is something that you shouldn't take lightly. You just don't do it with any and everybody. And when you make that decision, please know you got to count the cost for everything. There will be consequences short-term and long-term. Let me share with you. 2012 data on chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis that was published by the CDC's annual report. Now, many cases of chlamydia and gonorrhea and syphilis continue to go undiagnosed and unreported on data, and data on several additional STDs such as the human papillomavirus or HPV, herpes simplex virus, and trichomonas. Now, these STDs normally go unreported, so I really don't have any numbers on that. So tonight I'm going to bring you, again, the numbers on chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. Now, the CDC estimates that nearly 20 million new sexually transmitted infections occur every year in this country, and half among young people ranging between the age of 15 to 24. I hope some of our listeners tonight are in that age range. However, if they're not, if you are parents of people in that age range, please share this information. STDs are also a serious drain on the U.S. healthcare system, costing the nation almost $16 billion every year to treat STDs. So here's a snapshot of 2012 statistics. chlamydia cases reported were over 1.4 million cases reported. Now, that only increased 0.7% from 2011. They're not too concerned with that. They say that's an overall stable increase. I say that it shouldn't increase at all. It should be decreased. Gonorrhea, 334,000, over 334,000 cases were reported in 2012. And let me backtrack a little bit. The numbers only go up to 2012. That's why I'm only reporting that. We don't have any current 2013 or 14, because 14 hasn't been over yet. So, again, over 334,000 cases of gonorrhea were reported in 2012, and that increased 4.1% from 2011. As far as syphilis is concerned, over 15,000 cases were reported in 2012. And syphilis is serious. I mean, they all are serious. Chlamydia can lead to infertility just as well as, if it's not treated, just as well as gonorrhea. But syphilis can lead to stroke and blindness, and it also can lead to a deterioration of your brain. Again, that was over 15,000 cases reported in 2012, and that was up 11.1% from 2011, something we need to be concerned about. Now, some groups do bear a disproportionate burden of STDs. Let me share that with you. While anyone can become infected with STDs, certain groups, including gay and bisexual men and young people, are at greater risk. Okay, as far as syphilis, the rise is in the syphilis infection. There's a rise among gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with other men. So that's where we're seeing a rise in syphilis at. Gonorrhea and chlamydia, which primarily affect young people who decide to go uncovered or without condoms or protection. And the data continues to show that the number and rate of reported chlamydia and gonorrhea cases are highest in Americans between the age, again, of 15 and 24. There were, like I said, over 334 cases of gonorrhea reported. The highest age range was from 20 to 24, 34% of that age range had reported cases of gonorrhea. Over 1.4 cases of chlamydia was reported in 2012. And again, the same age range, 20 to 24, are reporting the highest cases of chlamydia. Now, both young men and young women are heavily affected by STDs, but young women face the most serious long-term health consequences. It is estimated that undiagnosed STDs cause 24,000 women to become infertile each year. Now, I do have some screening recommendations. However, I wanted to report some HIV numbers to you, HIV and AIDS statistics to you. Now, 1.3 million people are living with HIV in the United States. Excuse me. And a fifth of them are unaware of their status. Since the epidemic began, there's an estimate of over 1.1 million people in the United States that have been diagnosed with AIDS. As of the 2011 statistics on AIDS and HIV, 49,273 people were diagnosed with the HIV infection in 46 states as of 2011. 32,052 people throughout the United States were diagnosed with AIDS in 2011. And I just want to give you some other numbers very quickly. Excuse me. That as far as, let's see, male-to-male sexual contact, again, seems to be the greatest among men that are reporting HIV and AIDS diagnosis. And as far as females, it's a heterosexual contact seems to be the greatest population of females that are having heterosexual sex that are reporting HIV and AIDS diagnosis as well. Again, that's in 46 territories of the U.S. I just wanted to share that it is very real. So when you make a decision to go unprotected, whether you do it a week later, a day later, 6 months later, a year later, there's a cost. So you need to know, you need to have that conversation. Love yourself enough to be comfortable enough to ask that individual what's going on with them. And if they can't be open enough to communicate effectively what's going on, then you don't need to make a decision to uncover or to go unprotected with them, because it's real. It is very real out here, the sexual transmitted diseases. And I just wanted to, since we were having that discussion tonight, bring that information.
That information is so real.
Sorry? Go ahead.
That information is oh so real. Oh so real. Yeah. Dee Dee coming live out of Chesapeake tonight with Health and Wellness. It's 9:57. Hey, we'll be right back.
Ooh, this that new end.
This
watch down.
The remix.
Yeah, me putting it down.
You know we had to do the remix.
You know we had to do it.
I used to put them birds. You know we had to do the remix. You know we had to do it.
Said your music pumping, you make us so proud.
Come on, come on.
We've been wanting something this good for a while.
Hey, yo, man, what's up, man?
But I'm not fooled by both them dimples on your face.
The world been waiting for this.
Cause when
bad
we
boy.
Dance, I
yeah.
felt that this fall on
Diddy,
your
I
way.
Saw
you know. Now all you hear is New York this, New York that. Let's keep it real, mo. Stop with New York back. G-Unit in the stew, dip set, two facts. I even got Mason, 9-5 Puff on the track. Running with the classic fifth, 9-5 Max. Sneak this to tweet this, no replies, you whack. Tables done turned like a DJ gig. Player, hater, I am doing it big. Troy Ave got the streets in a frenzy, though. I bought the spot like that, you should thank me, no. I'm coming up, though, my first still on the flow. All my stones flawless, you see me glow. Now here's what a probably happiness that it did. You might get yourself shot or make me yo. Either way, I'm busting. The end all discussion is the key mix, and I'm dead new. Stop running. Set your music pumping, you make us so proud. Been wanting something this good for a while. But I'm not fooled by both them dimples on your face.
You don't want no problem with these guys.
When we dance, I felt that fistful on
yeah,
your way.
Yeah,
and you know. You ever made love on a G7?
Come on.
Total pilot, don't stop till we see heaven.
Don't stop.
Harlem King with black features. You ever rode on white horses on black beaches?
Let's go.
They clear ports, we clear portals. Time travel, don't confuse us with mere mortals. Your dude slipping, we too cool for loose slipping. Move different, pools on the roof, but you sipping. Made your life different, blink, you might miss it. Even though I hit it, first time we kicked it. Who set a place for you? Who coached you in the huddle? Who penthouse views make the ocean look like a puddle? And I love her cause shorty different. We be 145th and
come on.
I'm just trying to call you my lady. I have you feeling like Harlem in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. You make
yeah, they don't
so
sound
proud.
Like that no more,
yeah,
man.
2020, we did something this good for a while.
Come on,
Harlem,
come
on,
ride. Come on.
But I'm
come
not fooled by both them dimples on
bad
your face. Cause when we dance, I felt that fist fall on your way. And you know, come on.
Heat rooms like a thermometer. 240 on my odometer. I don't trick, I pimp, I'd give no gifts but stick even on Hanukkah. She asked my faith, well, I said I promise ya. If I cheat, I'm triple timing ya. Cause mates don't do no welfare, pay for no healthcare, that's what you got Obama for. I got my CPs from CP, got my Yeezys from Yeezy. The chick with my umbrella, she look like Riri. You don't believe me, you ask PD. Getting money for me too easy, I feel like Holyfield. I got the Brooklyn bras by you. Already got my cake, I'm just here for icing. You know, you're cool to try to school me to the game. We was balling so much, they try to bull us at the game.
Yo, you get something, you make us so proud. Been wanting something this good for a while. But I'm not fooled by both them dimples on your face. Cause when we dance, I felt that fist fall on your way. And you know,
okay, you ain't seen me in a while, huh? And SDK one day, I'm smelling like some loud, huh?
I know.
Wake up with your friend, I know I did a foul, huh? But even still, she broke me now if I'd allowed her. I get the money and the power, too much to resist. Ain't even know with the broad, and she take a pic. Thirsty bitch, tell her, you with a dirty bitch. Up the asshole, when they locked up for you, you already letting that air go.
Damn, she out. I had done eight more of her ladies, you know how.
Missionary head doggy style, man. With you. No matter how you slice it, I bet it is in the writing. Written on the wall, you flew up them other guys, and you can stand to lose it all. I'm talking Nine Sun Tyson. Gave you your setting paper, gonna make a revoke your life.
Come on. Your music pumping, you make us so proud. We've been wanting something this good for a while. But I'm not fooled by broken dimples on your face. When we dance, I felt that fearful on
it's
your way.
Dance,
you know, she likes my style, she likes my flow. It ain't no tuck involved, come on. I came so far from dealing blow. Been on my grind, and now it shows. And ain't nobody sound like this. We ain't the same, they roll that. Some lanes, get down with this. Pop champagne, girl, shake your hips, hips, hips.
TM Hama Radio Live. 10:02, we up in here, hump day Wednesday. When in a relationship, when is it safe to stop using the condom? When do you X the condom is the topic tonight. We want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. Hump day, 917-889-3926. Madam CeeLo Boston, Save James, Hot Chocolate, DTM.
Yeah.
We up in here. Hey, I recently took a HIV test when I did my physical. I try to do that annually. Not that I think anything's wrong, but guess what? I mean,
what?
Sometimes it takes time to catch up. That stuff takes time to catch up bad decisions. And I've made some bad decisions. Thank God it looks like I'm clear of those bad decisions.
Damn right.
Pause. Let me finish. I'm negative.
He had to throw that in there.
I'm negative. Do you know
you're sad? Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
They're high-fiving each other.
When was the last time you've been to the clinic? Ladies and gentlemen, listen. HIV, AIDS, STDs are real, per our health and wellness expert. When was the last time you've gone to the clinic? So don't be scared talking about I want to be at the mall and just pass out. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Who the hell wants to pass out at the mall? That's good gracious.
That is not a good look. We don't like to face the truth. We don't
like going to the doctor to say nothing. Yeah.
So when was the last time?
Save
James, when was the last time?
I just had my physical in June, and I am negative also.
Congratulations, sir.
Yes, sir. And
congratulations.
And it feels great. I mean, I kind of knew ahead of time, but just to have a validation, it was just like
right.
That much better. You know what I'm saying?
Like
this doggedy McGruff ain't ever made a bad decision. Get out.
Son,
hey.
I'm wearing the halo.
Pre-wifey. Yeah, pre-wifey, he might have been rough. Pre-wifey.
He claims he wasn't.
No, check it. That's what I'm saying. I was actually better and more disciplined than a lot of my dudes that I was hanging with. They would come back and tell me stories, and I'd be like, damn, son, you serious? Like, how long? Like,
right.
You just, what? You know what I'm saying? you know what I'm saying? But it was just like with me, it wasn't going down like that. Like, I really took pride in keeping myself clean, yo. Like, it's not going to be me. I'm scared to death of STDs and AIDS and babies at that time and all of that. I was not taking any chances at all.
Hey, coming up, we got entertainment news with Madam Boston out of Charlotte. Hey, but we want to know when is the time in preferably a monogamous relationship? When is the time to take it off, Madam Boston?
I don't know, because I need to be in some kind of relationship that has that question going on. I don't know, like, because I think it's part of, like, how your relationship is. If you two are mature enough to take it that far and you're going to plan on being monogamous, you know, then, and again, it hopefully being, you know, both of you agreeing to it. But the reason why I say I don't know is because honestly, I didn't get an STD until I was in a monogamous relationship.
Damn.
And I know I've shared that before. So that, you know what I mean? So it that's why I said I don't know. Because after that, of course, if I was to have a partner, we're going together. But now, and then too, now that I go to the VA, like I got tested in July, and I had some tests for everything. I haven't been sexually active, but at the same time, my body wouldn't let me know if there was anything wrong. I don't have no funny. I've never, like, even when I did get the STD, I didn't know I had it. I didn't get a funny smell or a funny odor or a funny color, anything, you know. So anytime I check for every single thing you possibly can.
So, fellas, remember, I don't know what we were talking about, but I shared, a female can walk around for 6 months and not even know.
That's right. That's my
point. How do I know? Because I was a victim.
Listen, right, and then, so right, and I was a victim of that.
Good.
Yeah, I thought we were monogamous.
Good.
Right. And the crazy thing is, that you know what, the guy, I'm quite sure when I told the guy that I found out that I had this, and I'm like, you need to go, you know, get yourself taken care of or what have you, because he didn't come to me and say nothing, you know.
Of course not.
But I was like, you need to let that female know too. And I swear to y'all, I put it for everything. I told his child's mother, you need to get checked out because I know y'all was fucking. So I'm sorry, Lord, I didn't mean to say that. I let her know. Because it's like, it was either, I knew they had been dealing with each other. So it was like, then even when you find out, let that person know. Some people are afraid to even talk about it.
Right.
We are afraid to talk about it. And I wasn't afraid to talk about it because I ain't asked for it.
We're not afraid to talk about it. Real talk, real people, real
time.
Hey, we're going to pause, come right back. Entertainment National News out of Charlotte. T.M. Harmon Radio Live. What up, world?
I got a dollar if anybody knows who this song is and who it's by.
Hey!
Donna Summer. Donna Summer.
Okay. I'll give it to you in nickels.
When you're laying so
TM Harmon Radio Live. And that was Donna Summers with Love to Love You, Baby. TM Harmon Radio Dive People.
I'm going to just say that, listen, I used to hear that song and no, I wasn't supposed to be listening to it.
Look, that was a sexy song. Look, it was very racist for that time.
Good gracious.
Yeah,
that was at the time, that's at the time that they were telling her that she wasn't good. So that's when she came out with that. They shut that down and she brought Disco Era right in.
What? Donna Summers was a bad woman right there.
That's your because.
I used to like Donna Summers back in the day, but I had something for her.
She's beautiful.
You know what? I am mad at that. Oh, goodness.
And I was a
big
young boy.
Big hair and all, huh?
I'm trying to tell you, I was a young boy, too. My pops used to have the 12-inch vinyls laying around the crib of Donna Summers. I said, man, this woman is gorgeous.
He said I had something for her.
Everybody then did a hairstyle, had a hairstyle. That's what the fashion. It changed fashion. It changed music. Period.
Yeah.
That really brought the disco era in.
Who's giving me like the new age Donna Summers? Like real talk. Just like walk with me. Like. Khalees be giving us some new age Donna Summers.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I like Khalees. Yes. I like her stuff.
Yeah, I love her. She's crazy as hell, but I love her music.
I could dig her stuff.
Yeah, I think that with the right producer, she would she'd be able to make a bigger mark.
I mean, that new music wasn't that bad though.
Since you're going down the music trail. Let's just go ahead and get our entertainment and national news out of the way. Where's her thing? Where's her thing?
Where's my thing? Yes, play my thing.
Please let her cape flap in
the air. Okay,
yeah.
See, I know I kind of buried that because since my cape didn't flap anymore, nobody
you know
what I'm
such a hater.
That's my thing.
That's what I do.
News, ladies and gentlemen, Madam Tito Boston.
Wait a minute. I don't know where it is.
Don't. Yes, you do.
I can't find it. I can't find the damn thing.
Thank you. Anyway, so good afternoon in the morning time. All right, so let's talk about Beyonce. And I know, like I told you guys the other day, you know, she won the Vanguard Award. There's a video that is pretty much becoming viral with Lil Blue, Blue Ivy, dancing to her mother's Flawless. She got all involved. That was so cute. So then, right, you go from that to now Beyonce has a remix with Nicki Minaj, right? I think we're going to play that later on.
We'll play that next.
Okay. All right. So she rocked that, right? But why in the hell did Kim, why does she feel compelled to put herself at the end of the song? Does anybody know why? Anybody?
She has no relevance for 500, Alex.
She needs to take two seats. Okay.
That was funny. I like that. That was funny.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So,
that was good.
Along with that, I brought that up because 106 and Park, BET, they done took it upon themselves to give the top 10 reasons why Blue Ivy, how she felt about the VMAs. And one of them happened to be something about the child. It didn't matter. She woke up like this because her parents don't comb
her
hair.
Yes.
Now the thing with that is, not only did Stephen Hill have to end up calling Beyonce and Jay-Z privately and apologize, they went ahead and tweeted a statement, you know, that that was
hold
on
a four page Twitter statement. So Twitter is 140 characters. Stephen Hill did that times four. So he was really
he was scared. He was scared to death. That's what he was. Yeah, he was scared. He was scared to death, man.
Because y'all seen those Beyonce videos? What happens to the haters of Beyonce? They disappear.
Oh, yeah. The Beehive don't play.
By into me, but I really need I want to see what she does next. I mean, I love the fact that she turned the VMAs into a mini concert, and then too she's going to be having they're taking the On the Run tour and turning it into an HBO special.
Yes, September 8th,
yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah, so big up to the Knowles and Carter family, and yeah, they doing the thing. Speaking of doing the thing, Kiki Shepherd. Someone wanted to talk about Kiki Shepherd. I don't know
her
why they want to talk about Kiki.
Her show is doing okay. I mean, it's a good look and something positive. I don't see, she did say that. She did.
She got her own show? Kiki Shepherd got her own show?
Kiki Shepherd has her own talk show on BET.
Pause. Pause. Sir, no.
Does she show you how to rub the wood? That's all I want to know.
Kiki Shepherd, Kiki Palmer.
Right. Kiki Palmer, thank you. Yes, not Kiki, not Apollo Kiki Shepherd. Not Apollo Kiki.
Hey, is she not
so young? Spelling Bee, Kiki. The Spelling Bee, Kiki.
Yeah,
not Apollo Kiki.
Akilah and the Bee, Kiki Palmer.
Hey, okay.
We did call her Kiki Shepherd like five times, right?
So I'm like, who the hell wants to hear about Kiki? She ain't on Apollo no more. Are they talking about Marla Gibbs?
When they brought Apollo back, I'm sorry, sidebar. They brought Apollo back and they brought, you know, the reinvented version of the Sandman. Why couldn't they bring back a Kiki Shepherd as well? I don't.
Because nobody rubbed the wood like Kiki Shepherd rubbed the wood.
Oh, my God.
we'll be right back. I was
going to say it,
We'll be right back. Just hope they win. Rub the wood right. Got to rub the wood
right.
That's all I'm saying,
baby. Kiki the wood rubber.
You rub the wood.
All right. See what?
Oh, my God. I can't with y'all.
Lingerie on that Chardonnay, going touchdowns on your runway. I'm begging forever like Bombay and I'm Rambo in the O. I'm billionaire like John Jack, I'm Camo in the O. These stocks can't clock me nowadays, you wish I was your pound cake. Boy, you know I look good at four, wish I was your baby mom. Want me to come around and give you good karma, but no, we escalating up in this bitch like elevators. Of course sometimes go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Of course sometimes go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Run around in it, lossin' on that. This diamond, my diamond. This rock, my rock. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them say I look so good tonight.
Anika, looking Trinidadian, Jeff
Japanese and Indian. Got Malaysian, got that Yaki, that wavy Brazilian.
Thirsty, I'm Hungarian. Nikki BB eating diamond fangs, barbarian.
Yo, like MJ Doctor, they killing me. Propofol, I know they hope I fall. But tell them winning is my mother protocol. Cause I score before I ever throw the ball. These girls washed up and ain't no soap and ball. It's every hood looking dream, fantasizing about Nikki and B. Current delicious, when it serves delicious. Mayday, mayday, earth delicious. Slap these on they ass like we birthing delicious. The queen of rap, playing with Queen B. If you ain't on the team, you playing for Team D. Cause we A-listers, we paid sisters. This watch right here done face blizzards. I confess I woke up like this. All this drank in my cup like this. All this ass on that flawless Instagram, another flawless pic. Flawless city with these flawless bitties. I got all these hundreds, you got all the 50s. I'm with some flawless women cause they mild and pretty. Cause dudes love bad women that be on they grizzly. Throw the sand back, I be on my frisbee. Princess cut diamonds on my Disney. He want Monster, Nikki in Sri Lanka. I told him meet me at the Trump Ivanka. I said, come here, let me show you how this cookie tastes. This, that, yeah, and eat the cookie face.
Right. 10:30, 10:23 p.m.
Oh.
Here on the East Coast, your girl Hot Chocolate, joined by the general himself, T.M. Hyman, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston,
Dee
Willingham dropped by a few moments ago and gave us our health and wellness segment. Shout out to Dee Dee. Hope you feel better. Definitely. Again, it is 10:24 p.m. It is Wednesday night. We are deep in the midst of adult talk, and oh my goodness, it is adult. But I just wanted to go back real quick into some entertainment. Again, the VMAs the other night were bananas, and yes, the big story was Beyonce with her Vanguard Award that was presented to her by Baby Blue. But did y'all catch the beginning of the show with Nicki Minaj, Ariana Grande, and
busting out?
What's her name? Julie J or
Jesse J.
My apologies, Jesse J. Yes. Nicki's stylist needs to work a little harder on keeping her garments on her or making sure
busting
that they.
Out.
Hold on, that's what rehearsal is for.
I think that was a calculated move, man. That was calculated.
I mean, she was already naked in the green, so, I mean.
Why not get the party rolling?
The thing is that she should have tried that when she was in rehearsal, too. That's the whole point of rehearsal.
That's dress rehearsal. Dress rehearsal, right.
Hey, man, some say the cucumber tastes better pickled. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yo,
I just had to say something. That's all.
Yo, translation. She needs a translation.
Translation?
Yeah. Help me. What does that mean?
I'd rather not discuss that without further incrimination of my character.
Oh, all right. Well,
oh, my gosh.
Maybe he'll discuss it later on in adult talk because we got that coming up in about 15, 20 minutes.
Hey, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, it's Hump Day Wednesday. You got the whole crew up in here. Hey, we're back. This is our second show. Hey, we turned up. I know we said we weren't going to ever use that term again. So
2014,
give me,
you can't use it anymore.
Give me that one. Give me
super
that
fresh.
One. Wow. Hey, we're back. Hey, we want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. Yo. He's like, what does that mean? What does that mean? Hey,
sometimes the
pivot
tastes better pickled? What? Is that
sometimes
what
they like? Sometimes they say the cucumber tastes better pickled.
Oh, my God. All right. Never mind.
Hey, Adult Talk St. James live out of the DMV when we come back. It's 10:26. To your mom radio live.
Why don't people just like pickles instead of cucumbers being pickled?
What happened, son?
Okay.
Let me see your song and be happy.
Thank you. Arisha, baby.
I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Let me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Did the song cut off for me?
Yeah, I think it did.
God damn it.
Right there. Yo, thanks for rocking with us Hump Day Wednesday. We're all up in here. We're back.
TM Hammer Radio Live. I'm so...
Sure,
mind blown.
Hey,
I am so mind blown.
Adult talk. That dude says that.
Wow.
Yo, you.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna cut straight to the brass tack. I'm going to first give my, since we're talking about the time frame of when it's okay, quote-unquote okay, to give the condom a back seat to the relationship and relations. I'm going to give you my case sensitivity to when it's okay to kind of bump up that time frame.
Okay, wait, you told me I could guess when it was time
give me your assessment, and I'll let you know how accurate.
I think you're going to say if the girl says she's a virgin.
That's a definite. That's a definite one.
Uh-huh.
That's a definite one. But there's another case sensitivity to the situation also.
She just had a baby.
It's your baby. She was a promise.
I never use it as a contingency.
Really?
But I might recommend. No, hey man, that didn't matter to me. If I'm just meeting you or whatever case is, no, I'm wrapping it up.
Okay.
My contingency was that there was some kind of prior history from a while back. Like what I mean by that is like if I knew you from like when we was kids or whatever, and then like I know your background, and then like we meet up later on in life, and then like you know what I'm saying, we discuss certain things because I understand that there's a certain level of trust and a certain level of, I say, communication that we share from the time since we knew each other since we was younger, and that you wouldn't put me in a position to be, and you wouldn't put yourself in a position to be at a, you know, at a disadvantage in life at that point.
So are you serious? Are you saying because
listen,
she loved you in the fifth grade?
No.
Uh-huh.
You're missing the point. You're missing
that,
the,
that's what he's saying.
Point. No, I'm not. If you look up, it's going right over your head. You're missing the point, okay? What I'm trying to say is that if there's some kind of, like, I want to say if your families were close to something like that, or, like, if there's, like, some kind of history that you have prior to that, where there was a friendship, a deep friendship before that. Not to say you're going without it initially, but I'm just saying that the timetable can get bumped up. I'm going to give you an example. There was a chick that I was trying to get with and that I was cool with. You know what I'm saying? We ended up becoming friends. I ended up in the friend zone because, you know what I'm saying, she had a boyfriend at the time, whatever, like that. We was in high school. All right? And then after a while, you know what I'm saying, the time went on or whatever, I had my long-term girlfriend or whatever the case may be. We broke up in our separate ways. And then we ended up dealing with each other after that situation. And then we stayed in contact and we was cool with each other up until that point. Then I went to her college for her graduation at the time. And then, like, we started becoming serious. You know,
you're pretty much saying you have feelings for each other. I mean, ultimately, that's what you're saying. I mean, you have feelings for each other.
Yeah, we have major feelings for each other. But check, but here's the point that I'm saying though. We started off using things accordingly. Like I said, it didn't matter if it was the first time with you. I'm strapping up, okay? But that's what I'm saying. It was like, but being that, like I said, we had history 5 years prior to us actually getting serious. It was more of a, we kind of knew each other a whole lot more than just meeting each other. Just the intimacy came after the initial contact and the meeting and the getting to know each other and the knowing
but
the
what,
life.
But what's the gap in time, though, between the 5 years that you knew her? What's the gap in time before you see her again?
What do you mean the gap in time? I'm not understanding your question.
Is it 5 years from the last time you actually saw her?
No. We were in I'm just saying, it was like when we went away to college, you know what I'm saying? We was friends in high school at like 17, and then we were both went away to college the next year after that or whatever. We stayed in contact. I was with my shorty. I got a girlfriend and everything, and it was probably like, I want to say, from 17 to 21, we saw each other, but we weren't
friends. So the gap in time was 3 years.
like 3 years, 3 to 4 years, that we didn't, where we weren't intimate, but we were still really good friends. Dig what I'm saying? And then when we got the both had the opportunity to make something happen out of it, and then when that happened, like I said, initially we started off strapping up. But then, like, we was, like, probably, like, a month or two into it, it was like, yo, I know you,
okay,
man.
But how do you sum up the relationship, though? Because I think ultimately what you're saying is you felt comfortable because you knew her. You knew her, you grew up, you know, I don't know if you can really say you grew up with her, but.
No, I'm not going to say grew up with her, but we knew each other for a long time. We knew each other for, like, 4 or 5 years. Prior to us actually becoming intimate.
I mean, you feel like you know her, but that doesn't mean that, and I'm not saying that, you know, Shorty lied to you in any way, but there is a chance that she could have. Even if you were still in contact through all of that time, that to me isn't any different than, you running across somebody as
I just say it's a whole lot different. I really believe it's a whole lot different, only because of strength that, like I said, there's a certain trust level that we have with each other that we wouldn't defile.
You have to trust that person in order to do that regardless or not really care about yourself. So there's a lot of probably both in situations where people initially when they first meet each other don't think about having any sort of contraceptive.
I hear what you're saying, but I think it's a little different. I mean, like I said, because I don't know.
I actually can relate to what you're saying, say. I mean, that's why I kind of wanted to just fast forward to the point. I mean, because you was like, you said you knew her. You knew her. I mean, at the end of the day, everything that you described in detail was pointing back to the fact that you knew her. You were comfortable with her, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you knew her, you felt like, hey, we can do it without a condom. But I think even though I can relate, I can think of a few relationships in which, yeah, I know her.
It's not like you put her on a hit list.
I wouldn't deliberately, and you hope that she wouldn't deliberately have open sex with you and not have chlamydia, not have gonorrhea.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I'm here to tell you that my experiences said, even though I thought she wouldn't do it,
but listen,
we got to be real about it. We're going to take a break and come right back because it's 10:40 on the East Coast, 7:40 on the West Coast. This is the deal. A lot of times it's not the women who really pushing it.
Uh-huh.
We pushing it. And when we push it, we get what we get. That's been my – in every case,
I didn't push it, though.
So listen, I'm just speaking for me. In my
case,
when it and it ain't like it happened a lot of times, but when it did happen, the couple times it did, yo, I wouldn't have expected it from them. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So tonight's topic is, when is it? When do you reach a point in a relationship where using a condom ultimately is okay? Is that the case? I mean, we hear that there's married people that's still using condoms. They've been married for like several years. Is that a trust factor? Is that a trust factor? Or, I mean, is that we don't want any kids? Or is it that we really don't know and they ain't trying to find out? I mean, hey, different strokes, different folks. It's 10:41. We'll be right back. T. M. Hyman Radio Live. This is like a wild combo.
Yeah. What? R.I.P. is the remix killer. Mike Jack was alive, I remix Thriller. Pepped up, spell it with a big T. Give a damn if I never be a high MC. Cause I'm a hood, first on everybody list. By the whole club, PJ, no Chris. Average, I can't my wrist. The marriage, can't my to the window, to the motherfucking wall. Enough money in my G to buy a motherfucking mall. Got a job, it's in the back, bulletproof, that's my armor.
R.I.P. I wanna kill the judge. Tryna lock the homie up, they don't feel the thug. I'm thirsty, but I don't give with my ex, cause I'm still in love. I can teach you how to stack money. I ain't wearing Hollywood, you act on me. Cause I know you want this pipe like a bummy. Stop playing, I'm tryna hit like a crash.
Don't start no shit, won't be no shit. I can't take your, won't see your. Really seen that snow, that G.O.
cats are hurt, get another like I'm Nino.
$75 per person. What am I talking about? A In Touch News, who's been entertaining and enlightening since 1996 in the Tampa Bay area, is hosting the Power Couples Ball. It is going down. Who will be this year's 2014 Power Couple? You want to be there to find out. 6:30 Saturday, September the 6th, Grand Hyatt, Tampa, Florida. Hit up Tampa Bay Tammy at 813-842-3212. That's 813-842-3212 today. Get your ticket. They got a golf outing popping off. They jet skiing Sunday the 7th. But you definitely want to be in the building at the Grand Hyatt to find out who the power couple is going to be. Hit them up, 813-842-3212. We are TM Hama Radio Live. Hey, real talk, real times, real people. You hear it like extra raw when you're dealing with us. Hey, but it's all entertainment. Don't take it too personal.
Don't take it too seriously.
It's all entertainment.
No pun intended.
This platform,
no pun intended.
We like to just talk about things people think about, but they just aren't brave enough to talk about and say openly. That's what we're here for. A few minutes left in the show. Hit us up, 1046, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Happy birthday to my baby, Jaylee. Hey, 1 year is today. Yo, she had a big party, like grown people.
Happy birthday, Jaylee.
She got, like, all kind of gifts. She's, like, 1 year old.
You believe it already?
You're famous. Jaylee,
I heard she had 10-year-olds over there dancing for her.
Doing a nay-nay.
That's crazy. Hey, y'all are crazy.
Shout out to Sage, your
adult topic tonight, sir. We shall continue.
Okay. Well, I already gave my perspective on how I felt about the time frame and everything. But I was thinking about when Didi was talking about the statistics of the different varieties of STDs that have affected the masses or whatever. And I want to point out one person in particular who I know is doing this callously. And I used to be a supporter of his too. His name is Mr. Marcus. He's an adult movie star. And he's knowingly fixing, rigging his test that he doesn't have syphilis. He's going around still getting employed in movies and doing stuff. And this has been talk for over a year, over 2 years perhaps, I would say. And this dude is some kind of clown that's just doing this, man. Like, what's really going on in your mind, dude, for real? You know you got this, you know, get treated. I mean, for all what it's worth, dude, you had a great run. I've been watching Mr. Marcus movies for years. I was in college. This dude is synonymous with having good movies, man. And now you got this, and you still running around infecting people, man. Come on, man. That's not what it's about, man. You make the sport, you're jeopardizing the sport of adult entertainment, man, adult industry. And I don't think that's fair to everybody else in there. And the thing is so bad now, like, when I see him, and, like, when I get on Pornhub and I look for a good movie and I see his name attached to it, I don't even watch it no more. I don't even feel right watching it. You know what I'm saying? And that's sad. Because I used to watch his joints, man. He used to have some bad joints on it.
Hey.
What?
Yo.
I'm just
like,
saying.
How do you know this information?
It's my question.
I'm like, where is this information?
Oh, man. You're acting like y'all don't be knowing about this stuff, man.
I can't tell you. First of all, I don't know who that person is right off. But
no, I know who he is, but I didn't know about the issue.
You know who Mr. Marcus is. If you see his face, you know who he is.
Dude, so listen, all I'm saying is, I'm not trying to plead the fifth. All I'm saying is, you all know by default, I'll mess somebody's name up in a minute. I just don't know his name.
Hey, that was it.
What the hell?
Yes.
I've been working on that one. I'm waiting to use it all show. I've been waiting to use that all show.
I am weak. That is hilarious.
You said it. If I see his face, I might know exactly.
I'm telling you, you're going to know this dude. He wears a hat all the time. You know Mr. Marcus. He was in the Superhead. If you saw the Superhead video, he was in the original Superhead video.
Now I'm going to plead the fifth. 917-889-2-6.
At times, you can find me in the city spinning, or in the studio touching the track up like pretty women. Spitting venom with the snake skinsin'. Apply the pressure to you and your mentin'. Damage, I do career ending. Y'all know what I'm representing. Fun, extra low, got a 1 on 10 next to dough. Y'all best to know I'm not alone, ma. Music, menage a trois with Shy and I, ha ha.
Girl, it's been so long, girl, without you.
Say what?
And I swear I hate living this
my game, act like you know. Think I didn't see the lame sneaking in the back door? Ha ha, it's alright, he could come here. For real, you alright, but I'm done here. I don't keep my one tear. It's unlikely that you see white tee, but if you slip up and hit up, we could split up. Play a hater, not at all. I don't play those games. You got beef with Jigga? With Jigga, say my name. You shy?
I see the thing, I see someone. I'm not on the two hoes. Is there someone? You stay with me forever. Be there someone.
Get this show on the road, Chris Dahl on the writer. Got the big apple in the smash like cider. Rocker, fella and shy money, trying to see God money. They want a piece of your love, I want that leaf the dove. Milk cake, Bill Straight, what have we here? Cartier, ill face on the highway, accompanied by friends.
First of all,
yo, that joint right there. Can I tell you, yo, that joint right there, you can throw that joint on anytime, yo. Anytime.
Yes. That is my
great barbecue, cookout music, whatever you need to do, cutting your son's hair, don't matter.
He said cutting your son's hair.
Word up. Throw this joint on, son. It's apropos.
Yeah.
Indeed, if you listen, I'm sorry, but apropos, it all it means is that it is it's suitable for the time.
Apropos.
So those that don't know what the word apropos means, I may have heard it before. That's all it means. That it's just suitable for the time. It's very appropriate for the time right there. Okay.
That's the word of the day. Word of the day.
Word of the day. Apropos. Okay. Look it up because it's not spelled how it sounds. Okay.
Spell it for him, brother. Help the people out.
Oh, my God. You guys are making a spell it for A-P-R-O-P-O-S. Apropos.
There you go. There you go.
Word.
Okay.
Saved word
our
of the day.
Raised us, our mothers raised us not to use words we couldn't spell.
Amen. There you go.
Yeah. You
spell it and use it in the sentence. Straight
it.
Spelling,
both.
B, son.
Gotta do both.
Absolutely. Hey, we appreciate you for rocking with us. We'll be back on Friday, 9 p.m., only on for an hour. Hey, we're happy to be back. This was a nice way to get back in the saddle. Hey, we got celebrities and real special people, special events coming at you as we proceed back next Monday, 9 p.m. Hey, with an up-close and personal special guest, you don't want to miss it. Hey, also got a new special e-report that I want to give to you and your family. Hey, stay tuned to figure out, not to figure out, but just to find out how you can access the special report. I guarantee you, it's something that you want, need, and you're going to continue. You're going to want to continue to get it after you see it. Again, special e-report, stay tuned. It's a 1057.
Sounds like the ladies still when they see me in it. Without no shirt.
Huh?
They're going to keep on wanting it after they see it.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Hey, tell them about your fitness video, bro, and how they can be like you.
Yeah, man, you can just check YouTube, man. Just go on to Save James, man. I got two fitness videos. I got an abridged and an unabridged version. One is about 2 minutes, 45 seconds. The other one is about 45 seconds. Give it a quick hitter. If you're in the DMV area and you check out the video and you want to get some live and direct personal fitness training, hit me up. I'm on the Twitter at Save James, Facebook Save James. Just get at me. Check me out. You can be a sculpture like your boy.
Hey.
Hashtag hard body.
At
Hard Body Work.
Radio, at TM Hyman Radio, at MR, that's Mr. TM Hyman, at Hot Chalk, that dude, Save James, hey, Madam CeeLo Boston, Toya Didi, the whole crew, we appreciate y'all for rocking. I believe when I looked at the numbers, it was like something stupid, like 87,000 listeners.
Nah, you off, son. I checked it today. It's up to 95,000.
Listen, for when we hit 100,000, we really got to do something.
I'm popping bottles. I'm coming on the joint. Listen, dude, I'm going to be straight. No home guard. I'm cursing.
We're on our way.
I'm snacking.
We're on our way. Hey, we appreciate
I'm
y'all.
I'm throwing shoes out the window that I don't wear anymore. I'm burning old sweaters. Doing all of that.
Hey, good night.
Good night. We'll see you on Friday. We're out of here.
So I can find the right.
Yeah, I'm in radio.
So we can get out of here. All right, good.
Night.
Wrong one. This one. Long radio show.
See him on the live.